Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Do you have a friend that won't shut up about crypto? Are you interested but don't know where to go? What is Web3? How does it affect me? Who benefits from DeFi? Is one crypto best? Why? There's so much to know. Get answers with Tokens Radio Show. Connect with us on Telegram at t.me/tokensradioshow or tokensradioshow.com.
Sunday afternoons from 2 to 3.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit. Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Green Machine Outdoor Power Equipment and LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And a very, very happy new year to you. If you are planning some projects for the new year, we would love to be on your team. We'd love to help you get them done, help you plan them, help you steer around some of the unknowns, some of the terrifying parts of taking on home improvement projects. You know, the scary parts that happen when you open a wall up and you go, oh man, I got termites, I got rot, I got wires in the way. You know, whatever kind of job you want to do, we have the experience and know-how to help you get it done easier, quicker, faster, so you won't have to do it again. You can get back to enjoying your house. If you'd like to participate in the program, you can do so by calling us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT. If we're not in the studio, we'll call you back when we are, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, you know, a wood stove is a fantastic thing to have this time of year, but not all wood is created equal when it comes to fueling that stove, and if you use the wrong kind of wood, you could cause costly damage to that stove, or you could even perhaps send some not-so-pleasant fumes where they shouldn't be, like in your house. So we're going to give you some tips on the best way to use those stoves and the right kind of wood that's going to give you the most heat.
And natural stone countertops are a popular choice for kitchen renovations, but they need a lot of care to keep them looking as great as they did that first day they were installed. We're going to reveal what stone needs the most care and the one that needs the least day-to-day care just ahead.
Yeah, you know, this is that sort of desperation moment where you've finally gotten through yet another holiday and you cursed your kitchen the entire time. So you're like, you're ready. You're ready to reno it. And so it's a project a lot of folks take on this time of year. Also ahead, if you happen to pick up a new flat screen TV or some furniture as a holiday gift, keep this in mind. Hundreds of children are injured every year from furniture that tips over. So we're going to share some ways that you can anchor those large appliances and furniture to the wall and avoid a very preventable problem.
But first, the Money Pit is about you. So whether you live in a house or apartment, you're dealing with a repair, or you're dreaming about a renovation, we're going to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and have a little fun along the way.
Yeah, speaking of which, we may also be able to give you some tools to get some projects done, because on today's program, we've got from our friends at Green Machine a 62-volt, 25-inch hedge trimmer to give away. So if you'd like to win it, give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT with your home improvement question. That product's worth $169 and going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. You got to have a question. You got to post your question. You got to leave a question with us. And if we select your name at the end of the program, we will send that Green Machine hedge trimmer out to you. So with all that said, let's get going. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, who's first?
Sue in Ohio needs some help cleaning a carpet. Tell us what's going on.
I have a concrete sunk porch slab that has had been covered with black carpeting, and we had a very muggy summer this year, and green mold started to grow on it. And I tried, you know, washing it off and rinsing it off, and it just won't take care of it. And I know that you had helped other people with mold problems with 10% bleach, but I wouldn't dare put bleach on that black carpet. I wondered if there's something else that will kill that mold.
Well, how do we know it's mold? It sounds like algae.
Could it be?
That could be, yeah. What I would do is I would simply, if the carpet's that dirty, I would simply go out and rent a steam cleaner, rent a carpet cleaner. Those carpet cleaners are pretty darn effective. I rented one myself at the Home Depot just a few weeks ago for a couple of rooms in an apartment that we own that was getting a new tenant. And I'm always astounded with what a phenomenal job those steam cleaners do on what looks like carpet that has to be torn out. But when you steam clean it with the right materials, use the chemicals that come with the machine, it does a really good job. You just got to take your time. You usually have to go over it a couple of times, and it takes a little bit of work, but it really does a great job. So I wouldn't try to do this any other way. The way the steam cleaners work is water is injected into the carpet, and then almost at the same time, a very strong vacuum pulls that water back out with the dirt and debris attached to it.
Oh, so the steam kills the algae.
Yes, it'll clean it, and then if you dry it really well after that, it should stop it from coming back.
Okay. Well, that'll help me. Yeah.
All right, and it won't damage the color.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us.
Heading out to Delaware, where Jim's got a question about renovating a bathroom. What's going on, Jim?
Trying to find the best way to replace my shower. The floor is really dirty. I got the white, so I need to replace it. I need to know, what do you recommend as far as material? I'm getting debates about acrylic versus fiberglass, etc. But you mentioned a thing, trying to figure out the best way, the cheapest way for me to do it.
You know, Jim, I think it really depends on, like, the level of involvement you'd like in this project and the amount of money you'd like to spend. Because if you're looking, I mean, truly, right, Tom, when you get to a project like this in a bathroom, it can be inexpensive or it can be very expensive. I think if you're looking for something simple and affordable and doable in a short amount of time, you're looking at a liner or something like a bath fitter type thing, and it doesn't have to be done by that company. There's all different kinds of liners or inserts. There are fiberglass ones. There's waterproof material ones. There's even Corian ones that kind of just surround your existing situation and cover it up, and it's like new. Or if you're going for a complete gut reno, you know, you're going to be looking at systems to help keep things watertight. It's Schluter, right, Tom? They have a good product.
Yep, Schluter. It's S-C-H-L-U-T-E-R. Schluter makes a shower kit that is called Kerdi, K-E-R-D-I. The nice thing about these kits is what this is an underlayment system, so that when you would have to remove all of the old tile and all the floor and all of that, but now you're rebuilding from scratch. The Kerdi kit is basically a system that's designed to make this whole thing 100% waterproof. It takes a lot of the frustration out of doing a shower and having to maintain it, have it be waterproof. It's sort of like a membrane that goes behind the whole thing. Take a look at the Schluter Systems website for the Kerdi shower kits. You'll see how all the pieces work together, whether it's a straight plane square shower, whether it's got curves, whether it has a seat. They've got parts for everything. You assemble the parts, you buy the parts that you want, and the whole thing lies underneath the tile or whatever your top finish is, and it makes it 100% waterproof. So those are kind of your options. You know, you can do a liner. You can do a panelized system. That's pretty easy. It's not going to help you with the shower pan, by the way, because it doesn't cover that. But it'll cover the walls and make it look a lot nicer.
Oh, like fresh and new.
Yeah. If you want to tear the whole thing out and start from scratch, I'd take a look at the Schluter Kerdi shower systems.
Heading to Texas, we've got Melena on the line who's working on a wood stove. Tell us about it.
We just had electrical installed, all new electrical in the home that we're flipping. And we're going to install a wood stove. Would that wood stove harm the electrical behind the wall?
Well, not if it's installed properly. You have to have a heat shield behind the wood stove, depending on how close it is to the wall. That determines, you know, how much of a heat shield you need. Now, if you have no heat shield at all, the wood stove has to be 3 feet away from the wall in most areas. There is, however, a heat shield assembly that's available, which is kind of like, it's sort of like a piece of metal that is mounted on the wall, but has spacers behind it so that air moves behind this piece of metal that provides the shielding of the wall. Because aside from harming electrical wires, you got to remember that you've got wood framing there and it's fire hazard. So safety is really, really important when you install a wood stove. So you either have to have the minimum required distance between the stove and the wall, or you have to have heat shields or both. So just make sure that whoever's doing the installation is familiar with this principle, Marlena, and it'll be safe and your wires will be fine.
Okay, and I was thinking about making like a wood frame and then laying like a metal, a sheet metal on the back. Would that be safe? Would that...
Well, here's the thing. It sounds to me like you're trying to invent a heat shield, and I don't think you should do that. It's not sort of the thing that you hack together. I mean, I've seen it done this way, but it's not recommended. Here's where you start. The manufacturer of your wood stove is going to have a specification for heat shields. And I would start with that. So if you don't happen to have the manual anymore, all of those manuals are online somewhere on the internet. Just Google it and look at their recommendations for installation, in particular when it comes to the heat shield. As long as you follow that manufacturer's spec, then I'm comfortable that the job will be done right. Okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy New Year, everybody. Coming up on our show this hour, the wrong firewood won't just burn dirtier. It can actually do a number on your wood-burning stove, too. So make sure that yours is the best wood for your stove and for your health. We're going to share the details when we return.
You live in a money pit.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
This is a great time of year to add a new floor, and LL Flooring has just launched a new category of flooring that's among the most durable we've ever seen.
Yeah, and it's called Duravana. Duravana is a hybrid resilient flooring that offers all the benefits homeowners need.
It's incredibly scratch and dent resistant, completely waterproof, and it looks like real hardwood, replicating the natural colors, grain, and texture.
Duravana is also easy to install, eco-friendly, and retails for just $3.99 a square foot at LL Flooring stores nationwide and online at llflooring.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, what are you guys working on for the new year? Maybe you need some help with a renovation, a repair, a decor project, whatever it is. Check out The Money Pit podcast. We're going to share tips, ideas, inspiration. All of it's to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space.
You can follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you download your podcasts. Hey, if you've got a home improvement question, now would be a great time to reach out to us at 888-MONEYPIT or post it at moneypit.com, because one listener is going to win a fantastic product this hour. It's the Green Machine 62-volt 25-inch hedge trimmer.
That's right. It's got dual 25-inch cutting blades with 1-inch cut capacity. It's got a rotating handle that will help you easily tackle all of the trimming jobs. Plus, that battery is going to run for up to 2 hours, which will help you tackle a lot. It's a great prize worth $169, so check it out.
That Green Machine hedge trimmer is going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us now with your questions at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Heading out to Illinois, where we've got Julian on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit, sir?
I've got a 60-year-old brick house in northeast Tennessee. I don't think any maintenance has really been done on them, but I noticed how only the bricks that make up the chimney, and of course on the outside, I noticed how some of the outside of the brick has been flaking off, and I don't know if there could possibly be an insect or animal at work. I've noticed some tiny holes on the outside of the brick, but it's only in the chimney area, and of course I only have one fireplace. I didn't know if there was anything that I could do, or if I could hire somebody to do something in a proactive way.
All right, well, we can solve this for you. So this is not uncommon. What you're describing is what we call spalling, and it happens because water soaks into the brick, and then that water freezes and expands and then breaks or pushes off little pieces of the brick. Now, it may be that it's only happening to the chimney, because that might be a different brick than what the house was built with, or a different lot. And sometimes those bricks can be more or less absorbent. So if the brick is not seriously deteriorated, it's just the surface, what I would recommend is that you use a silicone-based sealer. Make sure it's silicone. And when you pick up the sealer, one of the things you want to do is read the specifications. It should say vapor permeable, which means that even if moisture gets beyond the silicone, it can still drain out or evaporate out of the brick. Some sealers try to block it all. You'll never do that. Use silicone sealer designed for masonry that's vapor permeable, and that will reduce to a tremendous extent the amount of moisture that is getting soaked into those bricks. And if it does that, then there's going to be nothing to expand and freeze and break the brick off, break those little pieces off, form those little holes when the weather turns super cold. Well, guys, if you have a wood stove, that is a fantastic thing to enjoy this time of year. But not all wood is equal when it comes to fueling that stove, and the wrong fuel can possibly damage it as well.
Yeah, guys, you never want to burn trash, driftwood, any treated woods. You always want to look for seasoned wood. That's going to be the best for heat release and minimal creosote buildup. And that's really going to help you prevent the chances of having a chimney fire.
Yeah, and if you're wondering what the heck is seasoned wood, well, freshly cut wood contains about 45% water, whereas seasoned wood, which is wood that's sat out for a while, it's kind of aged, is only going to contain about 20 to 25% water, so, of course, it burns a lot better.
Now, if you cut your own wood, you want to make sure that it's chopped 6 months to a year before you use it. It's not like, woohoo, let's go chop down a tree and then start a fire. It doesn't work like that. You've got to let the time and the sun and the wind and all of the things reduce that moisture from that tree so that it will burn correctly. Now, splitting that wood helps as well. The more surface area means more evaporation, so it'll be ready to use, perhaps more quickly, but also just be a better piece of lumber to burn.
You have to age it, like a fine wine.
True. Now, like a steak.
Yeah. Now, if you buy wood for your stove, you want to look for logs that have darkened ends and cracks and splits. This means that that wood is fairly dry. It'd also be lightweight, making sort of an obvious clunking noise when it hits another piece. So grab a couple of logs and bang them together and see if it feels like they're light and they're clunky, and they should just be perfect for your wood stove.
Sandra in South Dakota has a question about tile flooring. How can we help you with your project?
We bought a house that was built in 78, and I don't think it's been updated since then. And okay. I want to start my redo with my bathroom.
All right.
And I've been wondering, I don't know whether I should go porcelain or ceramic, or I'm stuck on what type of tile I should use.
Okay, so I see here that you told our screener that you want a tile that can hold up to cats, dogs, and kids.
Yes.
Either porcelain or ceramic will work, but porcelain will be very expensive for you, and ceramic tile, there's so many options in it, and as long as you get a glazed tile and that you use an epoxy grout, that combination will be very easy to clean.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now we've got John in Missouri on the line with a garage question. Tell us what's going on.
This drainage has caused the one part of the garage slab to drop.
Okay.
And we knew it when we bought the house. It's gotten, a little worse every year. And I guess my big question is what are my options, as far as, repairing it and what I've, kind of looked into. I haven't gotten anybody out to look at it and give me estimates yet. Is mud jacking and curing it as opposed to just, not doing anything, and then when it's too bad, just, ripping out the concrete and re-pouring another slab. So I guess that's the question that I have.
The fact that you had all these contractors come out and look at the slab and look at the house and give you a whole wide range of solutions is typical. When you call somebody that's in the concrete repair business, they're going to come out and recommend a concrete repair. So you were very smart to call in the independent professional home inspector, and therein got the correct advice, which simply fix the drainage and everything else will take care of itself.
Best $500 I ever spent in my life.
Exactly. So now that you fixed the drainage, you've got this slab that's settled down and you're wondering, what do I do with it? I would not recommend with a garage slab doing anything as expensive as mud jacking or anything of that nature. The cost of that procedure is not worth just trying to save the slab. That slab will break up very, very easily, surprisingly easily, with a jackhammer or even a sledgehammer, frankly. And you would tear that out, re-level the floor, compress it, pack it properly, and pour a new slab. So that's the most cost-effective and permanent long-term solution. Everything else would, I think, would be a waste of money and very speculative.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Like I said, I haven't had anybody come out and really look at it yet. It's kind of a, one of those ankle-biter kind of things that,
Well, here's what's going to happen, John. If you have somebody that's in the mud-jacking business come out there, they're going to say, hey, you need mud-jacking, okay? If you have a mason come out there and he tells you to tear it out and put a new one in, I'd agree with that. I think that's the best thing to do. John, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit and getting ready for the new year with us. Coming up, natural stone countertops, they really are a popular choice for a kitchen renovation, but they take a lot of work to keep them looking great. I mean, it really takes a lot of work to keeping them looking good like the first day you've got them. So we're going to share which stone needs the most and which needs the least day-to-day care next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. The Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done to create your best home ever. If you've got a question, reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Jean in Iowa has a question about her heating and cooling system. Tell us what's going on at your Money Pit.
I have a 5-year-old high efficiency furnace with the PVC pipe that comes out for the intake and the exhaust. And at the first joint, it's about a 45-degree angle, and we noticed that that joint wasn't totally sealed. But our question is, we noticed that there was condensation dripping out of that joint. So if we seal it, will that condensation go into our furnace and cause damage? We're not sure what we should do with it.
How old is this furnace?
5 years.
What's the efficiency of the furnace?
In the 90s.
I ask you this because some furnaces are designed to trap the condensation and pump it out. And so if you have a condensing furnace, then that might not be as much of an issue. Because what happens with those high-efficiency systems is they put the exhaust gases out at such a low temperature that they quickly turn from gas back to water, and then the moisture drains back through the vent pipe, gets caught by a condensate system, and then pumped out. So have you had it serviced this winter yet?
Not this winter.
Yeah, you really need to do it every year because, you know, the fact that the gas burns, it burns dirty, and then you get combustion deposits on the burners, and then they can become inefficient. They're wasting money and potentially be dangerous. So I would address this with a service contractor when he comes out to do your service, which you're going to call for tomorrow, okay? You want to make sure you get that done because it's important every winter to have a heating system serviced.
Okay, thank you.
Well, natural stone surfaces for kitchen and bathroom counters and even the floors have truly been a popular choice for several years. They're super durable. I mean, they are gorgeous to look at. So both of those really make it a great choice.
Yeah, but they're also high on the list of must-have items for home buyers, so they're a good investment as well. The problem is, though, to keep them looking great, especially as great as the day they were first installed, they need a lot of care to stay clean. Now, the level of maintenance is going to vary depending on the material, but for example, if you have new granite or limestone or marble, all super popular, you need to seal it. Now, that can be a DIY project, and the best sealers are silicone-based. They kind of soak into the stone, and they harden under the surface, but while even the best sealers are going to make the surface stain resistant, they're only going to really buy you time to clean up stains before they set into the stone itself. But it's not a one-time thing. You need to treat limestone and marble 4 times a year and granite about 2x per year.
Now, staining. If stains do occur, you want to try to remove them pretty quickly with a limestone poultice. Now, you're going to have to spread a thick layer of the poultice over that stain using a plastic putty knife. Then you have to wait about 48 to 72 hours because that poultice needs to absorb the stain. Then you can go ahead and wipe that area clean. If you do use a poultice on the stone, though, you're going to notice that that sealant is gone. I mean, it's doing what it's supposed to do, so you're going to have to reseal it. Now, Tom, when you do that, do you have to reseal the entire counter, or can you sort of spot seal?
Well, you can spot seal it, but you might find that particular spot now looks better than the rest of the counter.
That's true.
So it wouldn't be that much more work just to do the entire counter again, because I don't really think you can seal it too much. We know that these seals don't last forever, so I would take the opportunity, if you're that deep into it, to just go ahead and reseal the whole thing.
Yeah, and I think it's also important to note that when you're cleaning, even like your day-to-day cleaning, some chemicals can discolor the stone or dull the stone or even shorten its lifespan. So you want to make sure you steer clear of acidic fluids like lemon juice, vinegar, and any cleaning products that are going to contain an acid or an ammonia, because that's not going to be your counter's friend.
Now, if we've pretty much talked you out of stone countertops, that wasn't the intent.
But they're so pretty.
Yeah, very pretty. But here's an option. Engineered stone is an option that does not need to be sealed. So take a look at the quartz countertops that are out there. A number of different manufacturers make these. And these are as durable as all the other types of countertops you may have grown up with. And they certainly do not need to be sealed. So quartz, engineered stone, that is definitely the hot ticket for your new kitchen countertop.
Thanks so much for joining us at the Money Pit. So if you and your family have added any heavy furniture or TVs to your house over the holiday season, the Consumer Product Safety Commission reminds you that each one can lead to a dangerous tip-over incident causing an injury or even a fatality. And most of these, often, I mean 79% of these injuries, involve children younger than 6. Those are the climbers. So you have to make sure that you are safely attaching the furnishings. We'll tell you all about it next.
Live in a body pit. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Leslie, do you have that box I gave you?
The one you said not to open? Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, close your eyes and open it.
Is this a trick?
It's not alive, I promise. What do you feel?
Well, it's soft and smooth, but it's springy and fluffy, kind of like a big cotton square or maybe the stuff that's inside a comforter.
It's actually the new fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning.
You're kidding.
Open your eyes.
But this is really soft.
It's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Owens Corning has new fiber technology that makes the bats incredibly soft and smooth, but also stiffer, so the bats slide right into the cavity and don't slump or fall out. Okay, now pull it apart.
I mean, it's got delicate, even layers, kind of like a biscuit.
Yup, so it's easy to split and tuck behind pipes or wires.
I still can't believe it's fiberglass. Now, you said it's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation?
Yup, check it out at pinknextgen.com. That's pinknextgen.com.
Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you guys love listening to podcasts? Well, if you do, we'd love for you to listen to ours, too. It's been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time. I mean, how awesome is that? Thank you guys so much for listening.
Well, it may be pretty chilly out right now, but we are thinking ahead to the green that's going to arrive in just a couple of months. And thinking, hey, you guys might like to have a fantastic tool from our friends at Green Machine to use on your lawns, on your gardens, and especially on your hedges, because we have got a 62-volt, 25-inch hedge trimmer to give away to one listener drawn at random.
Yeah, this is a pretty awesome prize. I don't want you to cut my ski season short, though, Tom. So we can, you know, dream and wish, and perhaps a listener from our warmer states will enjoy this sooner. But listen, guys, this is a great prize. The Green Machine 62-volt 25-inch hedge trimmer. It has dual 25-inch cutting blades with about a 1-inch cut capacity and will run for 2 hours on a fully charged battery. So think about all of that beautiful yard work you can accomplish in that time. Great project for a spring weekend. Not quite right now, but think about the awesome warmer weather that's coming and how you could use this Green Machine.
That Green Machine 62-volt, 25-inch hedge trimmer is going out to one listener drawn at random that reaches us with a home improvement question. So make that you. Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Todd in Illinois on the line has a question about a driveway. How can we help you?
I had a question about driveway-type resurfacing. If there was any kind of product that is thicker than your seal coating that would be able to fill in cracks better, but better than just cracked seal going around.
Now, Tom, you didn't mention whether this was asphalt or concrete. So, I mean, is there a way to refinish them that kind of works for both?
Not really. I mean, they're really completely different ways to approach this. Of course, if it's a concrete driveway, you could use a product like Recap, which is made by the Quikrete company. And it's a concrete resurfacer. So this one would be designed specifically to fill in any minor cracks and adhere to the surface of the old concrete. If it's asphalt, I would use an asphalt crack filler first, not any big cracks, and then a sealer on top of that. Now, he asked specifically, is there a thicker way to do this? And yes, there is. You can put a second layer of asphalt on top of an old one, but only if that old asphalt driveway is dimensionally stable, structurally stable. If it's got a lot of ruts in it, that would indicate it doesn't have a strong base. You don't want to put, you know, new asphalt on top of that. But if it's pretty straight and flat and just worn and cracked, might be a good candidate for a top layer of asphalt. Certainly a way to do that. And it's pretty much done the same way a new driveway is done. You know, they have to drop the asphalt and trucks have to come in. They got to spread it. They got to roll it down under pressure. But it's basically a brand new driveway when you're done. And it's a little less expensive than tearing the old one out. Well, if you guys picked up any new furniture or TVs over the holiday season, the CPSC reminds you that each one can lead to a dangerous tip-over accident, which can cause an injury or even a fatality. In fact, most often, these are involving kids under six. Like 79% of the injuries and deaths are kids under six because they love to climb. So there are a few simple things, though, that you can do to prevent those tip-over hazards.
Yeah, you really need to do a bunch of things. So you want to verify that whatever furniture you've got is pretty stable on its own. For some added security, you want to anchor all of those entertainment units, the TV stands, the bookcases, shelving, bureaus, all of that to the floor, to the wall. You need to use appropriate hardware. There's brackets, there's screws, there's toggles. Generally, when you buy a piece of furniture, you're going to get the pieces of hardware with it to secure that to the wall safely. It's interesting. I bought a dresser at IKEA, you know, a few months back.
They've had them for years. They're like way ahead of it in terms of having the secure strap, right?
I had to scan a QR code saying that I'm acknowledging that there's a danger, sign off on all of it, acknowledge that I've received the hardware, and then sort of, you know, release them of any liability should I not use it and something happens. I mean, it was very, you know, straightforward, like, this is dangerous, guys. Make sure you're doing the right thing. Also, with TVs, you want to make sure that they're on a sturdy piece of furniture that's appropriate for the size of that TV, or keep it on a low-rise base. And if you do have a TV on a surface like that, you need to push it back as far as you can from that front edge. You really just want to make it so that it's not appealing to kids to climb up on and grab things, because if there's a way to climb on something, they'll find it, and if it's not secured, it will tip.
That Billy bookcase says ladders to kids. The IKEA Billy bookcase?
It says ladders to me. Are you kidding? And I'm an old lady.
Julian, Missouri, which is probably freezing just like everybody else in the United States of America has been this winter.
Yeah, like way below freezing. So that's part of my question. We have a couple of huge hot water heaters, an 85-gallon and a couple of 50s. We have a bed and breakfast, and the hot water heaters are in the basement. And it seems like it's always the people on the third floor that get up first. And so there's a lot of water going down the drain of all that hot water. Plus, over the past couple of years, we've had frozen pipes, and not the outside walls. It's been in the middle of the room because the house was built in the 1800s, so that's pretty drafty walls. So I remember somebody telling me once about some recirculating hot water. So the pipes always have hot water in them. Maybe those hot water pipes wouldn't freeze.
Well, first of all, hot water is only half of the equation here. You know, you're going to be running cold water up to those rooms as well, correct? Like for a bathroom?
Well, I guess. That's why I'm calling you, because you're the man.
Yeah, so I mean, I would think recirculating hot water is not the solution here. Look, if you've got frozen pipes or pipes that tend to freeze, there's really only a couple of things that you can do about this. And the most sensible thing is to insulate them. Now, if it's in an interior wall space, and you know where that wall is, one thing that you could think about doing is adding blown-in insulation to the interior wall. Now, normally you wouldn't do this, right? Because why insulate an interior wall? But that would be a lot easier than tearing a wall open. You've got to get insulation on these pipes if they're prone to freezing. And nothing else short of that is going to solve this. You know, I have in my house a kitchen sink that had a pipe that ran up the exterior wall, and invariably in the coldest winters it would freeze. The only solution there is to insulate the pipe, and when we couldn't get to that pipe to insulate it, what we ended up doing was actually moving the lines to a different location so they would be less likely to freeze. So there's always a solution. It's not always easy, but you've got to insulate those as a start, and if it's an interior wall, I would simply blow insulation into that wall. That's the fastest way to get some warmth around those pipes and stop them from freezing. In terms of recirculating hot water, yes, there are ways to do that, but it tends to be very wasteful, and I don't think it would be cost effective when you consider all of the electricity it takes to run that water 24/7. Plus, when you're running that water back to the water heater, remember, your water heater is going to run more frequently too, because it's actually going to be heating a lot more water, not only the water that's in the water heater, but all that extra water that's running through the pipes. So I don't think from a cost effective perspective, even though it seems like you're wasting resources and wasting money and wasting water, I don't think you're wasting so much that it would be anywhere near a break even for you to put in the equipment it would take to recirculate it.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
You are tuned to the Money Pit on this wonderful new year. Coming up, do you guys have a garage or a shed that you use as your wintertime workspace? Well, if you do, we're going to share some tips to warm that space up when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
When it comes to best breakfast, you know Black Bear Diner is the place to be. But have you considered feeding your dinner bear there? Nothing says comfort like slow-cooked pot roast, house-made meatloaf, or a tender breaded chicken fried steak. These dinners will take you back to the best home cooking comfort you know. Serve daily at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to take your questions about home improvement, about decor,
about DIY or maybe not DIYing. If it's a project maybe that's a little bit dicey, we can walk you through what it takes to get those projects done. Maybe there's something mysterious going on in your house. You just can't quite figure it out. Give us a call. Whatever's on your to-do list is on our to-do list. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com.
Travis writes in saying, I've got a 16-foot by 20-foot shed that I use as a workshop. That's a pretty smart use of that space.
Yeah.
Now, it goes on to say, the walls and the ceiling are already insulated, but I'd like to insulate the floor. The shed sits on cinder blocks and ranges from almost touching the ground to a couple feet high off of the ground. I could probably get insulation under half of the thing, but the rest is too tight to fit. Should I raise the floor with framing and then insulate?
Well, first of all, keep in mind that insulating the floor of a structure would probably be like the last thing that I would do. You got the walls and the ceiling insulated. That ought to be plenty to keep it warm. I presume you're using some sort of a heater in there. I know I have a garage that's slightly bigger than that, and I insulated the walls when I built it. I added, over the pandemic, I added some foam insulation to the underside. This is a second story. A second floor, and I added foam insulation in between the ceiling joists. So I have like the silver 1-inch thick insulated foam between those joists. I also closed off the attic hatchway, which was up to the second floor where we had all the storage. And, you know, in a building that's like 20 by 30, one kerosene heater does a bang up job of keeping it warm enough to work in. And I don't have any particularly like insulated doors or anything like that. So it works pretty well. So I'm telling you this because insulating the floor may not be that critical a thing to do. That said, if you've got some room to get underneath at least half of it, not a bad idea. I would recommend, though, you use mineral wool or stone wool or rock wool. It's a certain type of insulation that's not as impacted by moisture as fiberglass is. If you put fiberglass down there, it's going to get really damp and humid. It's just not going to insulate at all. So I would use mineral wool in the areas you can get to. And if you really, really, really want to insulate that floor, I guess the easiest way, if you have the ceiling height, would be not to tear up the floor, but to put in a second layer. And for that, again, I would use that foam insulation first, and then I would put another half-inch plywood subfloor on top of it. Assuming your equipment is not, like, super heavy, I don't think you need to, like, put furring strips down to sort of raise up the height of the floor joists to give you more structure. I think you're okay just laying the foam down and putting plywood over it. Then you can screw right through the plywood, right through the foam, into the original subfloor below. Remember, you're going to have to adjust the saddle at the door because now you're going to have an extra inch and a half to step up to.
All right, hope that helps. Now, Lisa says, I have a 27-year-old home in Massachusetts and discovered water leaking in a finished room in the basement. Devastating, reddy, slimy, underground water constantly is coming in. This sounds gross. I called contractors, but I'm not happy with their solutions.
I don't blame you because when you call wet basement contractors, they try to sell you really expensive systems that are almost always not needed. Here's the question, Lisa. If your basement is leaking worse when you get a heavy rain, worse when you get a snow melt, your problem is simply drainage. Fix those gutters, get the downspouts extended away. I bet the red slimy stuff will disappear quickly.
I love it. Slimy stuff, no more. Bye-bye.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending part of your day with us. We hope you've been enjoying the holiday season. If you've been dreaming about some improvements to your home in the days, months, and weeks ahead, we will be here to help you every step of the way. So happy New Year once again. We hope you all have a great day. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Parks Construction Management is a local rating business that specializes in construction management. PCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Parks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burks Construction Management.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Residents in the suburban Denver communities, or a couple of communities northwest of Denver, are fighting snow and frigid cold temperatures this weekend as they sort through what's left of their homes.
Willem Klein says he never imagined the speed and destruction of a wildfire.
I'm shocked. Just how unbelievably fast it all happened.
Klein owns a home in the older part of Superior, gutted by the blaze. David Marks had yet to make it to his Superior neighborhood, but did see homes near his aflame.
50, 60 feet high, probably. I've never seen anything like it.
Anywhere from 500 to 1,000 homes are thought to have burned in the fire, which broke out unusually late in the year, following an extremely dry fall and amid a winter nearly devoid of snow until Friday's snow, a day too late. I'm Tim McGuire.
Nearly a dozen people injured, three people reported missing. The winter that took its time getting to the Midwest finally beginning to arrive this first day of the new year. National Weather Service says snow started falling earlier today, expected to continue through tomorrow morning. In Michigan, forecasters say the heaviest snow falling Saturday night with as much as 6 inches expected along Interstate 94 in western Michigan and 3 to 5 inches anticipated in the southeastern part of the state. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention find themselves on the receiving end of a lawsuit.
A nonprofit that is critical of vaccines is suing the CDC after the agency declined to comply with a Freedom of Information Act request for data on the effects of the coronavirus vaccine. The group suing the Informed Consent Action Network says the CDC has already provided Oracle, a government contractor, with the data requested. The lawsuit accuses the CDC of playing games with the public and failing to provide the transparency necessary to earn the American people's trust regarding these vaccines. Patrick Foss reporting.
More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years. Now, almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Very nice Christmas gift was given for a lot of folks who needed it.
Staff members and guests at a homeless and transitional facility in South Dakota each received $100 bills for Christmas, thanks to an anonymous donor. The St. Francis House in Sioux Falls has 90 residents and more than 24 employees. St. Francis House Executive Director Julie Becker says it was very humbling to be selected by the donor, and the donor wanted all the residents to know they are very special people. Jason Walker reporting.
Germany on Friday shut down half the 6 nuclear plants it still has in operation a year before the country draws the final curtain on its decades-long use of atomic power. The decision to phase out nuclear power and shift from fossil fuels was first taken by center-left government of Gerhard Schröder in 2002. More at townhall.com. A former Israeli military officer looks into the future of Israeli relations with Iran in 2022 in light of the renewed nuclear negotiations.
Well, either I think the talks will either produce an agreement that Israel can't live with,
or the Iranians will go ahead and keep on enriching to 60%, which is equivalent of threshold capacity, and Israel will not be able to live with that. So somewhere along the line, we're coming to a head on the nuclear issue.
And speaking on Salem Radio's Hugh Hewitt program, Dr. Michael Oren says as regards to COVID restrictions, they're starting to ease in Israel.
I think the COVID issue, I think here it's already beginning to clear up. We're going to be reopening our airport soon. You know, and we're just going to have to live with wave after wave after wave.
The former ambassador to the United States says he would not be opposed to a fourth shot, which Israel is beginning to promote. Check out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best-tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Money Pit is presented by Green Machine Outdoor Power Equipment and LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here with our first show of the brand new year. And we've got a lot of folks that are planning projects in 22. People have been investing in their homes at an incredible rate. I mean, with COVID here, we're spending more time at home. We're seeing our home strengths and weaknesses. We're picking on projects to do. There's simple projects like decor, or there are major projects like additions. We are here to help you figure out how to get that stuff done, whether it's a house, whether it's an apartment, whether it's a yurt. We don't care. We'd love to help you work on home sweet home. If you've got questions, you can reach us by posting your questions to moneypit.com or calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, buying a house can be a pretty overwhelming experience. But if that's in your plan for 2022, we've got four key questions you might want to ask the home seller before you move in.
And if you've slugged through another holiday with a kitchen that needs an update, new kitchen floors could be on your to-do list. We're going to have some tips on how to choose the best flooring for your hardest working space in the house.
And undecking the halls is never fun, but you might be making it tougher than it has to be. We're going to give you some hacks for taking down holiday decorations quickly and easily.
Yeah, just don't leave them up for a while longer.
Yeah, a project that Leslie tackles in March.
I just love everything. It's so sparkly, and I don't want to take it down. But guys, you know what? Most importantly, we're here for you, not my ridiculous love of holiday decor. We're here to help you, whatever you're working on, whatever questions you have, like, how can I leave my holiday decorations up? Whatever it is, guys, seriously, whatever you're working on, whatever you're planning to tackle in the new year, let us help you do all of those projects and get them done right.
And if you need even more motivation, reach out to us at 888 Money Pit. We're giving away a Green Machine 62-volt, 25-inch hedge trimmer to one lucky listener. You got to have a home improvement question to qualify, but if you call us or you post your questions to moneypit.com, we'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat, And we are giving away this fun tool, which will come in handy come spring, to one lucky listener. So make that you. That number again is 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Leslie, let's get to it. Who's first?
Kathy in Indiana is on the line and is dealing with a bald spot on her roof when it's snowy out. And we've been getting a lot of snow this winter, so your house must look like it's in need of a toupee. What's going on, Kathy?
Hi. Yes, we just moved down here from Wisconsin down to Indiana. We bought this house, and we've been doing a lot of work on it. And when we got our first snow, I noticed on the back part there is a foot and a half inch diameter bald spot every time we got a snowfall. Okay. And we had a friend contractor come down. He went up in the attic, and he's like, there's nothing going on here. So the only thing we thought, well, maybe is going on is we have a heat pump, and we also have our dryer vent in that same area back there. And so now I had two different suggestions. He said to put a soffit venting on that whole area to get more air going up through there, and possibly maybe it's coming from the heat pump. But then I went to Home Depot, and I was talking to the guy there that seemed to know quite a bit, and he said that what he would do is take it and remove all the vented soffit in that area. And so if there is heat coming up, he said, but this shouldn't happen. He said, this is what people do. They put their heat pumps outside, and he'd never heard of anything like this before. So we ended up doing that. So we don't know yet if that actually helped it or not, but.
Yeah, it's not hurting the roof, not having snow on that one spot. If you want to know why it's happening, it's because that spot is warmer than the other spots around it. Now, why is it warmer? Well, you mentioned there's a dryer exhaust duct near there. If the dryer exhaust duct is not completely sealed, if it's dumping warm air in there, that's going to heat up that spot over the roof, and then any snow that hits there is going to melt and roll down. If the insulation has some gap in it of some sort in there where more room air can get up and heat that area right above it, that could cause it as well. But I would not tell you to start messing with your venting and everything else just because you've got a foot and a half spot that doesn't, where snow doesn't stick. You know, it's curious, but it's not a major problem, and I wouldn't recommend major work for it.
Okay, so we don't have to be concerned that there's heat getting up there and it's going to cause mold and issues going on?
Well, I mean, I would determine if there's an obvious source of warmth that's getting into that spot. But, you know, actually adding heat to that area is not necessarily going to cause mold. You get more mold in the less heated spaces, frankly, because when you warm air, it uses more moisture, essentially. That's why the warm air holds more moisture. So that's not really a concern. It's just kind of a curious thing. And, you know, if you've got a dryer vent that's right near there, I'd start with that because that would make perfect sense. If the dryer vent is losing some of its air right in that space. That's not a good idea either because you don't want to be dumping any lint into the attic. That could be dangerous, okay?
Okay, well, very good. Thank you.
All right, Kathy.
Now we're heading to North Dakota, and this really is an interesting question. We've got Roland on the line who wants to build a monument. What's this for exactly? What's going on? How can we help?
Yeah, I'm in the process of building a monument on my land that I would like to stay for, many, many years in the future. How do I get a monument that's not going to sink into the ground or be buried by dust and dirt over the future years? And I'm talking lots and lots of years, hundreds of years.
Well, look, South Dakota has Mount Rushmore, and Roland's going to have his own monument, right?
I guess. This is very exciting.
I would say that this is the same thing that you would do if you were building a building, Roland. You need to have a footing. It goes down to the frost line, a good 3 feet. It's going to be wide enough to support whatever structure you envision that you're building. And I would say that if you're going to make it to the concrete, I would keep in mind, don't have any flat surfaces where water is going to accumulate. Because I'm imagining you're not going to want to do a lot of maintenance to this thing and you want it to last. So if you make sure that everything is designed to slope so water doesn't sit on it, then you're not going to have deterioration where the water soaks in and freezes in your harsh environment there, then chips away at the concrete. So I would think in terms of how to make sure we have good drainage around this. That's the best thing you can do to preserve its stability and its wearability in that really rough weather. So good luck with the project, and send us some pictures when you're done. We can't wait to see it.
And I hope we get free admission to view the monument.
Hey, yeah, that's right. We're on the build team. We should.
We're consultants. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit with us in this very new and exciting year of 2022. Well, it's been a pretty crazy real estate market the past few years, and buying a house is an overwhelming experience to begin with. But if this is your plan for 2022, we've got four key questions that you might want to ask the home seller before you move in when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a money pit.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
This is a great time of year to add a new floor, and LL Flooring has just launched a new category of flooring that's among the most durable we've ever seen.
Yeah, and it's called Duravana. Duravana is a hybrid resilient flooring that offers all the benefits homeowners need.
It's incredibly scratch and dent resistant, completely waterproof, and it looks like real hardwood, replicating the natural colors, grain, and texture.
Duravana is also easy to install, eco-friendly, and retails for just $3.99 a square foot at LL Flooring stores nationwide and online at llflooring.com. There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And no matter what project you might be stuck on, we can help. The Money Pit podcast is like virtual WD-40. Doesn't matter what the question is, we are good for 1,001 uses.
That's right. You're going to get new episodes every Monday and every Thursday. That's 2,002 uses per week, I guess.
Something like that, yep.
Just in time, guys, to help you plan all your weekend home improvement adventures. So subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Might be winter right now, but the spring will be here soon enough. And when that happens, you might be interested in a great product we're giving away on today's show. It's the Green Machine 62-volt, 25-inch hedge trimmer. It's worth $169, and it is perfect for all the trimming projects you'll need to do when the weather turns warm.
That's right, and it's going to allow you to work around your yard for 2 hours on a fully charged battery. It's a great prize for you. It costs nothing. For everybody else out there, it's $169, and you should check out that Green Machine. But give us a call, post a question, however you like to reach out to us for your chance to win.
That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Cheryl in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you?
I have some countertops that are plywood. I just purchased a house recently, and I'm planning to do a total remodel in about a year. But right now, the countertops are plywood, and so I wanted an idea to put on the countertop so that I don't have water damage to the plywood, and plus something that looks nice, and I was wondering if you might have an idea.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different options, of course, at a variety of price points, and if you're looking for something that's just going to be temporary but still stylish and functional, you know, probably your quickest and most DIY and affordable option could be tile. Now, that's going to be something that you could easily do on your own, and there's a lot of different choices to keep you within a variety of price points. And that generally can look really, really great. The other options are laminate countertops, which you can get pre-cut at the local home center, and that just depends on how much of a run you need and how much actual cutting to fit to size that you have to get. But those are probably going to be your two most affordable. I think with tile, it really gives you an opportunity to make it really stylish and your own and something that you can feel proud of doing yourself and last you through the long haul until you're ready to do a major remodel.
Okay. And what do you usually adhere the tile with? I'm not really much of a DIY person, but I'm sure I think I could do it. But I was just kind of curious with the water, what adheres that tile and keeps that countertop protected?
So there's two options. There's a tile mastic, which is sort of like a glue that you trowel onto the plywood and you stick the tiles onto that. And then there's like a tile mat. It's like a two-sided adhesive mat that you glue that down to the wood surface in your case. Then you peel off a backing, and you can stick the tiles right on top of that. So there's a couple of ways to do that. If you can find the mat, what's interesting about that is you can grout right away. If you use the mastic, you've got to let it dry overnight, and then you can grout.
Okay. I like those ideas. Okay. Thank you so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, if you're planning to buy a house in 2022, it can be a pretty overwhelming experience, but it's one that can be made a bit easier if you get four key questions answered by the home seller before you move in.
Yeah, one of the questions you should talk to them about is, what home improvement project do you wish that you had done? I mean, considering that the seller knows this home and the layout better than you because they've been in there for a while, they may offer some insights that you might not have even considered. I mean, regardless, they're going to be able to indicate what needs to be improved so that you don't have to waste your time figuring it out for yourself.
Yeah, the next question you might want to ask is, how much did you spend on utilities? You know, estimating the gas, the electric, and the water costs can help you budget your monthly home costs, can also help you prioritize home improvement projects. Now, in some states, the utility companies will give this to you as considered public information, but in others, they might give you limited information or not at all. So if you can ask them for this, if you can see some bills, they'll give you an idea of what you're up against.
Yeah, especially if the home is like a significantly different size than the home you were coming from or an apartment, you know, you really have no idea what that expense is going to be. The next thing is to ask, do you have the manuals for the appliances? Are there any warranties that are still open for coverage? Now, most homeowners don't think about this until after they've settled and it's too late to reach out to that previous owner. So asking the seller or your agent about any extended warranties, protection programs associated with certain appliances, you know, like the stove or the refrigerator, the dishwasher, washer, dryer, all of it can be super helpful. You know, it's funny. I keep everything in like some manila folder, like shoved away in the laundry room in the event that I ever move. But sometimes you have to reach out. Like I had to adjust the temperature on the water heater and I knew exactly where to go and what to do without making sure, you know, I didn't mess anything up.
Now, one final question, and it's an important question because you would never know to look for this particular thing until it's too late and you're smack dab in the middle of a major emergency, and that is, where are the shutoff valves for the water and the gas. Knowing how to shut off the water or gas line quickly can reduce the potential for major damage if there was ever a leak. And unfortunately, many homeowners don't even think about this until they're smack dab in the middle of the emergency. So take the time to figure it out. I always recommend you put a big label, especially on the water valve, because there's so many valves, that just says main, so you know that it's there. And by the way, try to turn it off now, because sometimes they get stuck. And a stuck valve is as good as no valve. If it is stuck, so you have to have a chance to fix it without the house filling up with water. So take time to do it now, and you'll be ready if you ever have an emergency.
Jim in Louisiana, you've got the Money Pit. What's going on with your foundation?
Question is how to secure or repair a loosened wall of about 15 feet of brick on the backside of my garage that when I just leaned up against it, even though my home's 13 years old, it moved. Apparently it's not attached to the studs or the exterior of that garage wall. Moved slightly, and I see a vertical, nearly perfectly vertical crack at the top 6 foot of that brick wall.
I mean, it seems like brick walls really were not meant to move. They
yeah,
are meant
right?
to stay put.
Yeah, anytime your brick wall moves, it's a problem. So the way this could happen, Leslie, is when you build a brick wall as a layer to an exterior of a building, you use like a clip that attaches to the house, and then the bricks, the clip actually goes into one of the mortar seams on every several rows of brick. And so it becomes like one unit, you know. And if this brick wall is moving in and out, it's definitely not built right. And it's not going to get any better. And frankly, depending on the height, this could be dangerous. So I think that you need to monitor this very, very carefully, Jim. And I think it's going to need probably to be taken apart to fix it. I can only hope that the brick maybe is only on the garage, because if this is on the rest of the house and it was done the same way, you could have a much bigger problem on your hands. What you might want to do is maybe have an expert look at this. And by that, I mean not somebody like a mason that's going to sell you a repair despite what they may find. Maybe hire a professional home inspector that kind of doesn't have a horse in the race and have it looked at carefully and determine whether or not the brick is solidly attached to the house or not, because it could be a sign of a bigger problem that you don't know about. It would be unusual to have an error like this only show itself in one area. If the whole house is brick, it probably is in other areas as well.
All right, now we're going to Texas, where Lori had some sort of flooring incident. Now the cabinets are all damaged. What the heck happened at your house?
Well, we had we bought an old house built in 1939. When we took the carpet up, we had some beautiful hardwood floors, so we had them refinished. But as they were refinishing them and replacing some of the bad spots, they banged up our cabinets, and we've had to try to touch them up with the paint that we had our cabinets painted with, and it's not working. It looks, the sheen is different. It's streaky. I just don't know how to make them look uniform without repainting the whole kitchen.
So the cabinets were scratched and you're trying to repaint them with household paint. And the problem is that they were probably sprayed perhaps with a lacquer or other type of finish, and you're just not able to match the exact sheen.
And we actually have the exact paint that they used. Okay. And my husband, you know, touched them up, and it just isn't working. So we didn't know if there was a, you know, if we needed to sand them again.
Why is it not working?
Well, the sheen, it's shinier. It's streaked. So I don't know if it was the brush or what. The paint's probably a year and a half old.
That's the thing. When you've got paint sitting around for a while, you can't just pick it up and use like a stir stick and then go for it. You really should bring it back to the paint center and have them throw it in the tumbler.
Yeah, and also, as you go ahead and refinish these damaged areas, you want to kind of fill it in from the inside out. Like, don't try to paint over the whole thing. Be very strategic and use a small brush and just get it into the scratched areas. And don't try to overpaint the areas that are not scratched.
All right, we'll try that.
It's kind of like the same procedure as touching up a car as a way, you know, in the same way. You sort of fill in the scratch rather than overpaint the whole thing. Because if you do, it's going to lay over the factory finish and look more like a patch than you want it to.
Right, and I think that is kind of what's happening. So, okay. We'll try those things and see if that helped.
Thanks so much for joining us at the Money Pit in this new year. Coming up next, kitchen remodeling projects always peak after the holidays because that's when most of us realize how much our current kitchens suck and definitely need a makeover. I mean, for sure, you're in that space a lot.
We'll have tips to help you choose the best kitchen floor for your project when the Money Pit returns.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Auto Body. The auto repair industry is ever-changing, just like the automobile. Collision repair on today's vehicles requires an extensive investment in diagnostic equipment and training. The ability to scan the safety and electronic control systems after a collision is imperative. Coach Master has made these investments. We have the technology. You can be assured that after a Coach Master repair, your vehicle will be back to pre-loss condition. Upon delivery, your vehicle will be washed, vacuumed, and disinfected.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
With the coming of the holiday season, we would like to thank all of our customers, old and new, for trusting Coachmaster to take care of all of your collision repair needs. Our team would like to wish the community Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, we don't repair sleighs, so be careful. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
This is Carl Bott. Join Ted Leidy and me on the last Thursday of each month for North State Now as we discuss things that men talk about. If you ever wanted to hear what men talk about when they're all together, tune in at 6 p.m. the last Thursday of each month and hear politics, hunting, the bourbon of the month, and much more. All of this on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless fence.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What projects do you have planned for the year ahead? Let us know at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com.
Ken in Michigan's on the line and needs some help with a water softener. What can we do for you?
Well, I've got a 22-year-old house that we built, and I had a contractor put the water softener in. And my question is, how do I go about cleaning it, or do I know that it's still working, or am I just throwing money away at salt and dumping it in?
Well, if it wasn't working, you would probably notice a difference in the in your ability to use the water in terms of, you know, whether it got soapy and just sort of felt right on your clothes and your hair and that sort of thing. In terms of cleaning it, you know, there's quite a few steps involved. That's why most people have service companies that do this. You know, but essentially you have to siphon or get rid of the water out of the brine tank, and you need to be careful where you put that since it's so salty it could damage, you know, your lawn, your landscape. And then you have to clean it with a soapy water solution, and then generally you have to put a bleach solution after that and let it sit for a while so it kills any bacteria, and then you have to rinse that whole thing and put it all back together. So, you know, there's kind of a lot of steps to it, and do you know who made this brine tank, what the manufacturer is? Because I'm thinking you might be able to find step-by-step instructions on their website.
I just looked, and I couldn't find anything on the machine, and all I could find was said PureTech. And so I'm not sure who made it or where it came from. I had a contractor put it in about 22 years ago. I'm not even sure whether they're still in business or not.
I'm not familiar with that brand, but if you jump online, I found a couple of references to the procedure for cleaning those tanks. And one is on a blog called WaterTech, which seems pretty well written. So just Google it, and I think you'll find the step-by-step. But there's about 10 or 15 steps involved in cleaning it correctly.
All righty. Thank you very much.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, kitchen renos always peak this time of year, thanks in part to the workouts our kitchens get over the holidays and the realization that, hey, maybe it's time I get rid of my crappy kitchen. It's just not working for me. And of all the decisions you need to make for that project, choosing the right floor for that space is really an important part of the process.
Yeah, first of all, your kitchen floors, they take a lot of punishment. I mean, between the fact that it's potentially a wet location, as well as that kitchens are usually the one area in every home where everybody loves to hang out, you've got to choose a floor that can really stand up to the use.
Now, the most common choices over the years have always been like sort of vinyl or maybe ceramic tile. But today, good news, there are dozens of choices that are durable, they're water resistant, or they're completely waterproof. And for example, there are water resistant laminates or waterproof products like engineered vinyl plank, or even my new favorite floor, the hybrid resilient floors that are also kid-proof and pet-proof and offer extreme dent resistance. Plus, these products look just like hardwood, but they are totally resistant to damage and water.
Yeah, and the other thing you've got to consider is your kitchen obviously butts up to other spaces, whether it's an open floor plan or you actually have some sort of entryway from room to room. You have to think about the transition. How is the floor in the kitchen transitioning to the floor in the other rooms, both from a carpentry perspective, but really from a decor perspective as well? So it's important to plan those transitions. You want to make sure that these spaces flow visually. But you've got to make sure that you're avoiding any trip hazards. So you want it to be a minimal transition, you know, not so much of a drastic step down or step up just because of, you know, unevenness in the flooring or the types of flooring that you choose. There are transitional thresholds where you see this sort of uniform piece of wood on the surface area, but below it, it's these different notches that accommodate the different heights of the flooring. So you've got to look at all of that and make sure things flow well from space to space.
Now, aside from the transitions between rooms, remember to be sure to floor under your appliances so you don't inadvertently block them in. Like, for example, one of my family members needed a new dishwasher once, and I discovered that the previous owner to her house had actually put tile down on top of the old floor, and the tile was sitting up higher than the floor that was in at the time the dishwasher was installed. So guess what? Couldn't get the dishwasher out, had to actually physically remove the entire countertop to be able to lift the dishwasher up above that old floor and out. It was a big pain in the neck. So don't ever floor up to the appliances. Make sure you floor completely under them.
Chris in Pennsylvania, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Well, I'm calling about a leak in a copper pipe that is coming from the boiler in the basement up and running along the ceiling of the living room wall and into the radiator, which sits in the bathroom. And right in the ceiling in the living room, it's dripping about one drop per minute, and we're emptying the bowl. And I had a fellow look at it. He said that there is a leak where the two pipes are connected, and it's called a 90.
Right. That's a 90-degree bend, okay.
Yes, which is something I did not understand. And then he said he would be back to repair it and hasn't come back yet. The boiler is also working, but, you know, we have to kind of watch the water and the pressure in it.
Do you have a hot water system or a steam system?
It's a hot water boiler.
So it probably has an automatic feed valve that puts more water in if it starts to get low. Do you know if that's the case?
No, I think we turn the valve in the basement, and it adds water.
Well, you certainly have to have it fixed, unfortunately. To do that, they're going to have to drain the boiler off to below where that leaking joint is, and then the plumber can go in and repair it and then refill the boiler. So you're definitely going to need to have your plumber or your heating contractor come back and take care of that. If this guy is ignoring you now, you're going to have to call somebody else. Maybe you got busy.
All right, yes. Well, thank you very much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your repair, your improvement, your decor question 24/7. We're always standing by at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, there's a reason there's not a song called Undeck the Halls, because taking down decorations really is not fun, but it doesn't have to be awful. We're going to share tips to quick and easy undecorating when the Money Pit Home Improvement Show returns.
Live in a money pit.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a professional contractor, remodeler, or custom builder, you're going to want to hear this. We have partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast series that's designed to help improve the success of your business. It's called the Pro Files Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros, sharing strategies, and sharing solutions that are going to save you time, increase your profit, and improve your customer's satisfaction. They'll also provide tips and ideas and resources to help you grow your business. I'm going to be talking to and profiling contractors on the show who are veterans who are looking forward to sharing tips and tricks and ideas that are specific and actionable to help make you more successful in your business. I learned a lot talking to these pros, and you're going to learn a lot too, and enjoy the stories when you tune in. Listen and follow the Pro Files Podcast presented by LL Flooring at llflooring.com/pro. That's llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuikCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuikCrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy New Year, everyone. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, what are you working on in this new year? Is it a renovation? Is it a repair? Are you moving? Are you redecorating? Whatever it is, we can help. And on the Money Pit podcast, we're going to share some tips, ideas, inspiration, all of this to help you have a really great project and not one that you're just miserable over and sweating and struggling. We want you to be successful. And on the podcast, we can help you improve your space in a fantastically successful way.
Download your podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Give us a call, post a question, whatever it is, send a smoke signal. We are here to help. Even a carrier pigeon. We're standing by. And if you do reach out, we've got a great reason for you to do so. We've got up for grabs this hour, the Green Machine 62-volt, 25-inch hedge trimmer.
Yep, it's got dual 25-inch cutting blades with a 1-inch cut capacity, and it's got a rotating handle, so it lets you sort of twist and turn and get to all the nooks and the crannies and the sides of your hedge, and it runs up to 2 hours on a fully charged 62-volt battery, so no fumes, no smell, no gasoline, none of that. It's worth $169, but going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us with your home improvement question. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions to moneypit.com.
Now we're heading to Rhode Island. Stuart, what's going on with these concrete steps? Are they falling apart? They're broken? What's happening?
The reason I'm calling, I have a set of steps on one of my houses that's we installed it probably 30 years ago, concrete steps, and it's near the ocean, salt water, and so forth. And over the years, there's been some deterioration on some of the steps with regard to the front of the steps, crystallizing and falling off and so forth and decaying. And one of the corners fell off on the steps. That's pretty much the extent of the damage. What I'd like to do is repair it and then put some new railings on and so forth, but I have to fix the steps before I do that.
You know, when you're oceanfront like that or near ocean and salt water and you have so much humidity and moisture in the air, that settles into the concrete, and then over time it will expand and crack and cause deterioration. So, you know, the good news is that we have products out there today that you can use to rebuild these deteriorated steps without having to take them out. If the deterioration is minor, I say maybe less than about an inch in terms of the depth of the broken areas, it's not really severely cracked, but just sort of minor, you can use a product called Recap. It's made by QuikCrete, and it's designed to resurface concrete and adheres very, very well to those steps. If it's deeper than that, if you have to kind of rebuild, like, say, a third of a step, that's going to be more like new construction. We're doing it brand new, where you're kind of cleaning out the old and then restructurally building it. And then on top of that, you might want to use a concrete surfacer so it looks all uniform when you're completely done. But this kind of work's not unusual, not difficult these days because of these products that work very, very well as an additional layer to the concrete that's there. You have to use a resurfacer, though. Otherwise, it'll just split off and break, and you'll kind of be back in the same situation you're in now a year or two down the road. Well, for all the prep and the build-up, holidays do fly by fast, and feeling like you've just hung them up yesterday can make undecorating your home even a lot less fun.
Yeah, but you know what? Undecking the halls doesn't have to be a big headache. You can take steps that are going to save time and trouble when you roll out the decorations again next year.
Yeah, so first up, you want to assess what you have and make sure you pick up replacement boxes for decorations so that next year will be extra fun when you open those boxes of brand new knickknacks and lights and ornaments. And if you buy during the post-holiday sales, it means you'll be able to stock up for less.
Yeah, and when you're packing things away, don't pack things away before you take a good look at them. Look for damage. If there's any burnt out bulbs, replace them. If there's frayed wires, get rid of them. Really take a good look.
Now, to store your holiday lights, here's a little trick that I do. I just use slices of cardboard that are about 9 by 12, and I wrap the light strings around them. This way the lights kind of stay tidy. They don't get all sort of jumbled together. They don't get stressed out, and they'll be a lot easier to work with next year when I simply unwind them and hang them up again.
Yeah, and you want to store your holiday decorations in clear plastic bins. This way you can very easily spot what you've got inside. And there are specialized storage cases and bags for artificial wreaths, faux greenery, to keep things dust-free, protect all those decorations for use year after year, because the better you take care of them, the longer you'll be able to use them.
Yeah, and if you start a seasonal rotation, you'll thank yourself come spring, because once your winter holiday boxes are packed, move them to the back storage area of your attic or your garage or wherever you store them, and then you can bring the spring decorations forward for easy access. Next season, your celebrations will be here, and your decor will be ready and waiting for you when you need it.
Barbara in Texas is on the line with a brick question. What's going on?
Well, I have brick around my house, and the mortar is coming out. Back when it was built around 40 years ago, I didn't put in enough of the cement so it would stay in. So I don't know if that's something I should attempt to try to fill in. I know matching the grout color is real important. What do y'all recommend?
So do you have a lot of this to do, Barbara, or is this just sort of some minor repairs?
There's quite a bit.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend you do it yourself. I'd have a mason do this because there is some technique to this. You have to mix up the mortar just right. It's got to be kind of sticky. And once it's laid in, it really takes a skilled hand to do it. So I would have a professional do that. I would not make that a do-it-yourself project. If it was, you know, just some areas that were broken out and needed some minor fix, then I'd say okay. But if there's a lot of repointing to do, I would not suggest you do that yourself, only because it takes an awful lot of practice and a steady hand that is something you wouldn't be able to do right out of the gate.
Okay. My need is going to get it right like that. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Happy New Year, everybody. Coming up, projects that can reduce your heating bills are very popular this time of year, and the Department of Energy just released a DIY guide to help you tackle the many projects yourself. We'll explain when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
.com for details.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we hope you are having an amazing holiday season. If you're planning projects for the new year, we are here to help you get those done.
Lisa reached out. Now she says, we have a 1970s ranch-style home, and we're planning to add laminate flooring throughout and trying to decide which underlayment is best. We appreciate your show and hope you might have a recommendation.
Well, first it's important to consider what laminate underlayment is designed to do. There are a lot of benefits to underlayment, and basically the denser it is, Lisa, the better. Because underlayment is going to absorb sound transmission, including footsteps from walking around and kids jumping up and down. It also makes walking and standing a lot more comfortable because it gives you a little bit of a cushion to that hard surface floor. And it can also add a layer of insulation. And finally, it can include moisture vapor protection. That's especially important if you're going to go over concrete. And it also does smooth out some imperfections in your subfloor, which, of course, we all find, especially those of us that have an older home. Now, in terms of a recommendation, my first question would be, does the laminate you've purchased already have a foam backer on it? A lot of the products do. And if that's the case, you don't need an additional underlayment, so you can save some time and money there. And if not, I would recommend a product that's sold by LL Flooring. It's called Core Lux Underlayment. It provides most of the benefits we just talked about, and it's about $65 a roll, which covers 100 square feet. If you head on over to an LL Flooring store, I found that their sales folks are really knowledgeable in this space, too. And if you talk to them a little bit more about your exact home and what you're using the floor for, what rooms it's covering, over wood, concrete, etc., narrow that choice down even further.
I mean, that all makes sense, Lisa. I hope you enjoy this new flooring project, and good luck.
Well, projects that can reduce your heating bills are popular this time of year because we're paying a lot for heat. And the Department of Energy just released a DIY guide to help you tackle a lot of these projects yourself. Leslie explains in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, according to the Department of Energy, a typical American family spends nearly $2,000 per year on their home energy bills. And much of that money, however, is wasted through leaky windows, ducts, old appliances, inefficient heating or cooling systems. I mean, these are all things that you can correct. So to help you, the Department of Energy has created Energy Saver Do-It-Yourself Savings Projects. Now, the guides are on their website at energy.gov/energysaver. and they offer easy step-by-step instructions for home energy efficiency improvements that will help you save energy and money. For example, how to insulate your water heater tank. And that's going to give you steps for insulating that hot water tank to improve its efficiency and help you save you some money. They also want to tell you about how to lower water heating temperature. This is going to show you how to turn down your water heater temperature so that you've got a safe, comfortable temperature. It's going to help keep your family safe, but it's also going to save you some energy and some money. And there's also a step-by-step guide on the best way to air seal windows and doors with weather stripping to help stop those drafts. And they even feature a step-by-step guide to installing a new type of exterior storm window with low E coating. Now that coating can help reduce heat loss through your windows. All in all, there's over a dozen easy projects, each with step-by-step instructions. So check them out. Start saving today. It's the new year. Have a nice new approach to your home and how you spend money on it and in it. So check out their website again. It's energy.gov/energysaver.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, painting is the easiest and least expensive way to completely change the look of a room. But unfortunately, many DIYers struggle when it comes to selecting the best color for their projects. We'll share simple tips to help you nail down that perfect color on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.